Here we go. Hour number two, the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. There's Keith Klein.
Hi.
I'm Mike Glascott. Somebody's pushing the buttons.
Yeah, I don't know is my theme today. I don't know.
You're undefeated today. Yeah. I can't even argue with that one. We are trying to get you ready to go for the third day of May, Thursday, the first Thursday of the fifth month, the year 2018, graduation weekend here in Bloomington for Indiana University. People will start matriculating in this direction today, and they're going to have to navigate some heavy weather, it looks like, as the morning and afternoon rolls on. The good news, it's nice and warm. I think we're past that. We can put the 50s and hopefully the 60s behind us. Springtime should be heating up and warming up, and yesterday was another example of that. It was warm yesterday afternoon, 83 or so. Felt great. Little taste of summer. Spring is finally here. Well, usually in spring we talk about A, warmer temperatures, and B, some thunderstorms and activity, and we're going to have to watch the radar as today continues. We had a huge downpour about, what, half an hour ago?
Yeah,
lasted
I mean, just
5
suddenly.
Minutes and was done.
Yeah.
Now it's no longer raining downtown, but the radar will suggest there is plenty of activity heading this way. 72 downtown will be 75 for a high today. There's not much more to go. The chance of rain has already been 100%, and there's more to come. Take a look at the radar. Tonight, 66. Those thunderstorms still continue to come through the area. Some of those could be after midnight, so that's good. Hopefully, it says some thunderstorms late here, Keith, so if we get a break after this first wave goes through, maybe we can get some activities in tonight where we know we've got a full calendar, because April, we didn't.
Well, look how many
things cold.
Were canceled.
That's exactly right. So we're trying to get those in. So thunderstorms late will continue into Friday. Friday's high is 77. Thunderstorms in the morning, isolated, mainly cloudy, and thunderstorms in the afternoon, chance of rain 80%. 55 Friday night, only a 20% chance, and that means the weekend will be great. 73 and partly cloudy. You couldn't ask for a better graduation Saturday outside 10 a.m. at Memorial Stadium for the undergrads. Friday, the honors and graduate students will be inside anyhow, so the weather will just affect people running from the car to the indoor facilities there, and you might want to hopefully got your pictures in yesterday or the day before when it was nice and sunny.
Oh, the Sample Gates pictures, well, things are going on
packed.
every
absolutely
minute.
Absolutely packed. Saturday is absolutely gorgeous. Sunday is even better. 80 and sunshine and only a 10% chance of rain. Updated forecast, live radar. That'll be your key today, live radar. Find it all at WGCLradio.com. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSC school board. Their meeting has been moved for the month of May. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just great. It stopped raining here, too. The rain here was really funny.
Yeah, it was sideways.
And now it's gone.
And we need that to help the flowers and the trees and everything else grow and bloom, and that's what's happening. And since the month of May is always exciting times here in Bloomington for education purposes, obviously we just talked about Indiana's graduation coming up. You'll have MCCSE wrapping up at the end of the month, the school, so that means your school board meeting will be different here in May.
May 15th, right, to be exact.
Okay. Yes. And Glass, you're right, because of commencement happening at the end of the school year. You know, people think about, you know, IU and Ivy Tech and graduation, and, you know, then they kind of forget MCCSC is still in session, but we'll graduate at the end of the month, but that will affect our board meeting. So for people who want to come to watch, to listen, to make public comment at the beginning at 6 o'clock on May 15th.
One of the things we need to kind of point out too, Sue, is that even though, like with IU and Ivy Tech, graduation's on a Friday or a Saturday, whenever it is, when the schools are getting ready to graduate, there's all kinds of things that lead up to it. The final choral concert, the final orchestra concert, the honors for this, the honors for that. There's tons of stuff happening every day of the week right now, and we've got a big one tonight to honor our teachers and our staff people and our administrators. So talk about the Evening of Stars.
Right. Tonight is Evening of the Stars, which is primarily for, well, I don't want to say primarily. It's to honor our staff who are retiring. It's all staff, any staff. Whatever your capacity, whatever your job is, this is a very nice banquet and ceremony to honor those folks. And there are also people from each school who are being honored as stars, who are outstanding or have done something outstanding. And Keith, you know, I know that, because we've talked about this other years, how much we love the videos that are now done
right.
of each person. While that person is coming up to the stage to accept their award, there's a really nice video that plays where they describe what they've done, and you can see their work environment. It's very, very nicely done with the audiovisual that is attached to this.
And that happens tonight, and that's at the Convention Center. Now, I want to switch gears here just a little bit, but it's related. Fred Rogers always used to tell this story, and I just ask people right now, just take a moment and see if you can think of a teacher you had when you were in school that was special or meant something to you or helped you in some special way or put you on the right path or told you you needed to buckle down when you weren't buckling down, those kinds of things. Think about that special teacher. And then, Sue, there's a way you could even thank a teacher here in the MCCSC.
There sure is. There's a couple ways, you know, and our foundation runs a Thank a Teacher program, and through the month of May, because nationally, Teacher Appreciation Week, I believe, is May 7th to the 11th, but all throughout May, people, and anytime with the foundation, folks can send notes through the foundation that goes to the teachers and make a donation in the name of that teacher. And even better than that, I think, is Carrie Curry from Curry Buick, who has been so supportive always of what we do in MCCSC. And he's going to offer $2 for every person who thanks a teacher on the Curry Thank a Teacher Facebook site. So if you go there and hashtag Thank a Teacher, $2 will go to our school foundation. And this is a really great, easy way for the foundation to make money, which benefits teachers and students, and a great way for people to very easily thank a teacher that they have now, or anybody else who works in the school system, or somebody that they had a long time ago. It can be anyone they want to thank associated with education.
And it doesn't have to be a local teacher.
Oh, right, exactly. Exactly. And I just think, you know, Carrie Curry has done this for us before. He thinks so highly of the teachers in our school corporation. So let's have him donate us a whole lot of money by everybody going to the Facebook site for Curry and Thank a Teacher. You can also go to the foundation Facebook site, and that will link you to the Thank a Teacher for Curry Buick. And so that's $2 a pop.
Mike, if you had to thank a teacher right now, can you think of somebody that would come to mind? Would it be a high school teacher, a coach, or
I could probably do one from each year of school.
Really?
That does it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you're growing up, school's all you got.
Yeah.
You don't go to work after school when you're in third grade or whatever it is. You're there for 8 hours a day. Yeah. And all those folks, yeah, they shape what goes on. And it's a fantastic partnership you have here with Curry. And it's great. I would think, you know, like just like everything else, you have to have your week or your day to do it. But this should be.
Does your daughter come
all
home
to
talk
time.
About teachers?
All the time. Won't stop talking about it. So that's fantastic.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So we'll thank Maria's teachers, and we'll get money.
There we go.
Foundation.
And
yeah,
it's a shame that we have to raise money for teachers on our own, but we know how that's what worked out. So. I guess everybody doesn't think it's as important as some of us do. So that's the tough part.
Right.
But we can make a difference. We can help. But part of me says, well, if we just keep doing it this way, it'll get farther and farther away from getting any better. Because they say, oh, they can just raise all the money by themselves. We don't have to worry about that.
You know, Glass, and I think that too many times. But the other choice is we don't do anything, and I'm not sure anybody else is going to help us. And, you know, and again, we've got a community that's really generous and supports education. So,
absolutely right.
There's some other communities.
They're not going to stand around and wait.
No, and there's communities that are in trouble. If I can segue to Muncie Community Schools, and the legislature on May 14th is having a special session. One of the bills that they're taking up is to replace the school board for the Muncie Community Schools because of their debt that they have. So the state will take over the school corporation, which means that then that community has no democratically elected school board through which they can help fix the school corporation. I don't know, and I'm not going to even guess why the why Muncie Community Schools went into debt so much. But I do know a few years ago, when charter schools that had started owed the state a lot of money that those charter schools had borrowed, the state forgave all those loans. So maybe the state could also chip in and help Muncie Community Schools rather than take them over in this emergency fashion and eliminate their school board. And that's going to happen on May 14th. And from what I've seen, the special session is all the bills they say have been vetted. There's going to be no public comment, no amendments. They're just going to vote. However, this bill to take over Muncie Community Schools has been changed since the last day of the session. So it's not the same bill that people commented on or amended during the regular session. And so there's a lot of people who are now asking to please, please have some public comment on this and take the time to really talk about how this is going to happen.
Well, Sue, you know how you and I talk all the time about the people in the centers of government in Indianapolis and in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. all know more about education than the people that are trained and do it on a regular basis. And educators are being second-guessed so much every day by so many that it's a miracle. And, of course, you can look at the enrollment numbers for colleges, schools of education. They're down.
Right.
And kids are not going into education as much as they used to because we've demonized it so much. So yeah, I'll get
exactly.
off the soapbox, but it bothers me a lot. I want to talk about something pleasant.
Okay.
Tuesday night, I was at the mm-hmm. CoLab, and it was the Maker Mill series. Now, Indiana University School of Education has a whole area, development area for this. It's really cool because it brings all of the elements of education together. So let me try to summarize. These kids get together and they form teams. They're given some products, a box of this, a package of this, and that kind of stuff. They have 3 weeks to come up with an idea. They have to vent the idea. They have to figure out how to put this thing together with the materials they have. And then they kind of put it on display. And I just want to give you an idea. One of the display items, and these are kids, and it's kind of like they're doing almost like a Shark Tank presentation.
Right, yeah.
One of the groups developed for blind folks a cane, and their premise was that if you're blind, you're using the cane to feel along, and you're feeling on the ground. But if you're blind, you don't see signs. So they developed a cane that has what I would call like a little 4-inch circle on the bottom of the cane.
This is a technical term, right, Keith?
Yeah, like with maybe like a sonar device on it. And you hold the cane up in the air, and it reads the signs and tells you what the signs
cool.
say. And it's like you look at that and you say, somebody can take that idea and really make it into something. Another team developed a automatic cat and dog feeder. The dog or the cat goes there and takes something, and it refills itself. Somebody else developed a sound deadener for spaces. One of the teams developed a thing that sits on the desktop, and you put your hands on either side, and you turn it like you're turning a bicycle, and it creates energy.
There you go.
And so, you know, think about this. Now, kids sitting in school could have this. They could be getting exercise at the same time, could be building power for something. They could run some. It's amazing. The kids were so animated and told their stories and everything, and the cooperation of Indiana University School of Education. Our kids are doing this on a regular basis, and this experiential learning, the team approach to everything, project-centered, all of the stuff we talk about, and the kids came out of this. It was an amazing evening, and the parents were there to see this. They handed out awards. Neat stuff. Good program.
I'm glad you were able to go to see that so that you could describe that, because I knew that was coming but wasn't able to attend. So thanks for the great description.
Then after that was over, went over to Bloomington North, and they were doing their honors night for their kind of the underclassmen, the freshmen and
everybody
sophomores.
Everybody is honored. That's
oh,
good.
Man.
That's good. Yeah, it is the time of year.
I didn't even know they had that many languages. They honored every language they teach at North had an honoree. So good stuff, Sue.
And you're right, Glass. This is that time of year. You know, starting about a month ago, we knew, we're getting close to the end of the school year because as Keith said, you know, we're having final this and final that. And I do think it's really neat that our schools, our high schools, don't just recognize seniors. They recognize the underclassmen, too, at the end of the year. So everybody gets awarded. And we can't forget that we have no school on Tuesday.
That's right.
Because it's election day. So if children are telling their parents that they don't have to go to school on Tuesday, they're right. They don't have to go to school on Tuesday.
And that's been in the calendar for some time. That shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. We've been doing a good job of reminding folks as well. And the security issue that goes with having public polling places, sadly, in today's day and age, is a deal. I remember when I went to school and there were people in and out all day in the cafeteria voting. You wondered, hey, what was going on? What's that all about? And now, sadly, we can't use that as part of a learning experience.
Well, and you
it's
know what?
More of
and
a
Glass, you
security
know,
experience.
A lot of people argued against it when we stopped holding classes on Election Day for that very reason. You can, you know, as a kid, you get to see what happens with on Election Day and people voting. But at the time, this was a number of years ago. It was when John Malloy was superintendent. Just thought for safety and security reasons, we really needed to do this. And Jim Fielder was county clerk at the time. And I remember he called me and thanked me because he said every single county clerk in the state now wants to do the same thing. Because it helps give them more space, too, for voting areas.
Yeah,
so,
well, the point is I always make the point that we are a great society of closing the door after the cow or the cow has left the barn. So this has been preventative medicine that if the argument is it's we'll never know if it prevents anything or not, well, I'm fine with that. I
want to point out something positive about all this, though, too. People don't realize how many of our kids are involved on Election Day. You got kids working the polls. They actually use some of the high school kids to man the polling places because they can't get people that work 8 hours a day to do that. And our kids are out there. Sometimes they're handing out literature for a candidate, but they're out there and they're involved and they're seeing the process happen.
Those who choose to, you're right. But I would think that would be the exception rather than the rule. Day off, we're not going to school. We're out of here. But that's good. That's
exactly.
Coming up on Tuesday. Early voting continues through today and tomorrow. It'll be on Saturday as well, all day long. And then Monday, a half day of early voting before Tuesday's primary election. Then the Tuesday after the primary election will be your school board meeting.
That's
a
right.
Different time this week. It'll be the third Tuesday instead of the fourth.
That's
so
right.
We'll get everybody's calendar
one
together.
Quick thing before we leave, because we're talking about these honors and all this thing that's going out and all this. Somebody that the people that listen to WGCL here, Dr. David Peller, is on this station with Jim Inman. And one of the things he does, and he's got his last one coming up, is a salute the students. And these are kids that have not done things heroic. I've been there to this. They recognize kids for their day-to-day kinds of things. A girl might get recognized because she's always pleasant. Somebody else might get recognized because she or he helps other kids in the class. I remember one of the kids I saw get recognized because he was the only person in the class brave enough to kill the spider that was terrorizing
everybody
else.
There you go.
They get a certificate.
We all have our place.
They get some food coupons. And it's like, it's so cool.
And it is nice to recognize kids, you know, for just doing the good things and the right things. And I know Jackson Creek really appreciates that, as well as the families. David has done that since he was there, and it's just a really great program that he does.
Well, that's just one of the billion that are going on, and we'll embrace that in the month of May and get caught up with you next Thursday. Sue, thanks.
Okie dokie. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSE School Board, and join us every Thursday morning to keep us abreast of local education issues.